how the how to like I don't like to endorse my work as well, and call it successful. But I did it with my friend Seb. He was my co we were co-campaigners at that time, and it was one of the main things that we were really passionate about doing. Decolonize Durham, I think it was called. I don't know if the people of color, the Durham People of Color Association, are still doing it, but at that time, we started really small, like I said earlier, just do with what was available to you. And for me, I was a combined honors student, so my degree at that time was politics, philosophy, economics. So I approached like me and Seb, because we were both philosopher, we were within the philosophy department. We would have conversations with like some of the lecturers that we know. And even beyond just decolonizing in the reading list context, me and Seb, at that time, we were asking if we could, because of the context of the strikes as well. So we were trying to reimagine a way of learning, of teaching each other beyond the working hours of the university. And so at that time, we were like, why don't we start study groups, like little study groups between people who are interested? So I think at that time, that was one of the ways that we tried to decolonize. I don't like using that word. I feel really uncomfortable using that word now. But I would say like we would that was one of the ways we tried to make things better. I remember there was also I also think it's important to be an allyship with the staff as well. At that time, there was someone within the politics department who was also doing her own thing with the diversity and inclusivity. She called also her project Decolonizing. I can't remember her name now because she left very quickly after that. But she was also, I think, in charge in attempting to diversify a lot of the reading lists within the politics department. But I also think the English department in Durham at that time, they were also quite critical of certain staff members' actions, as well as how wide the reading list were. And so I think you just need to find your people. Like, I think go where help is most needed and where people are actively asking for help. I think is probably my way to go with anything, like with community organizing and community support. Yeah.